Okay, so we're going over here, Daf Lamed Tesma Beis. The Mishnah, Nifka Mazoivin, is the tail. Now, the whole Daf is very, very technical, so we'll just try to just go through very quickly whatever we can get out of it. If the Zoivin, if the tail has been Nifkam, has been damaged, the area, what's the area? Area is Shal Nekeva, area is the Rechem. It's the area of the erva of the Nekeva, bin Mikdash. The reason Mishnah is Mikdash is because we're dealing here in Masechta Becheres. So we're looking over here to find blemishes by a Zohar, because only a Zohar is Shaykh Bechar. You only bring a Bechar from a Zohar, not from a female animal. So it's over here, the area Shal Nekeva, bin Mikdashim, so we're dealing over here with, so therefore it's not Nogea a Bechar, but it's Nogea other Mikdashim. So once the Mishnah already enumerates a mum by a male animal, so the Mishnah throws in the equivalent blemish by a female animal. If there's some type of Nifkama, Pigima, there's a defect in the area of the erva of the female, it becomes a blemish and it can no longer be as a common mizrah. Next. Nifka mazonim bin oetzim. Now, so we see here the zoivin, I said was the, I made a mistake, I said it was the tail, that's next halacha. The zoivin over here means the kiss. It means the narthik. Okay, the kiss of the testicles of the gid, Rosh Rashi says zoivin zo nartik shehakis chavui boy. Okay, it's some type, whatever this is exactly. Whatever this is, this is some type of a nartik, some type of the kiss.
The graphics, the sheath that is enclosing the aver of the
behemoth. The aver, fine. That's called the zoivon. And then the areas by the female shall nekeva bimukdashim. Nifkam has zonov. Now the mission is discussing the tail. Let's say the tail is a defect, you know, etzem. So the defect must all the way penetrate a bone. There are a couple of bones in the tail,
really?
But the bones do not. The bones, it's part of the extension of the vertebrae. The vertebrae, the spinal column, continues to extend into the tail. So it does not go all the way to the tip. At the tip, it's just going to be pure fat. Just going to be, just not going
right.
to be flesh. There's no bone. So in order for it to be called a blemish, it must be a pegima in the bone, which means some portion a little bit higher up in the tail. Avoloi min haperik. But let's say there's a defect in the perik, means the in between the bones. In between the bones, Rashi says in the perik, im nifkam bein haperakim ma'al arucha. If there's a defect in between the bones in the tail, that is not called a mum, because that will heal. Next, oisheroish zonov nifatzel. What's another blemish? Even if it's not the actual bone, but it's the tip, and it's split.
Which side is the rosh?
The end, the very end. When
the
it comes
end with the flood, with the hair in it?
I mean, of every animal, it has a different type of tail. But the very end, which is waggling, which is wagging.
Right, okay.
So the very, very tip is in the spot, which means that it splits. Even though the bone has not been defected.
Right.
So it's a rosh zonov mifatzel. That's also called a blemish. In the premise, it says, Niklaf ha'or v'ha'bosar v'etzem nishar. It explains that the translation of what mufatzel means is that the leather and the basar has been peeled away, but the bone is still intact. That's called mispatzel. And even though the Mishnah before said you need a pegima in the bone in order to make it into a balmom, but if the tip of the tail has already come apart to such a degree where it's exposed, that is also called the blemish. Oy sheyesh basar mechulya lechulya miloy etzva. Another blemish is there is basar from a chulya lechulya miloy etzva. That's not normal. Rashi, no, there is no Rashi on this over here. Al shereish adam mefatzel. So doesn't say there's over sheyesh basar mechulya because basar. It sounds like the vertebrae, the different pieces of bone, are supposed to be close to one another. But if the bone, there is a separation between each section of bone to the next section of bone of the tail, and you can fit your finger in there, it's the shear of an etzba,
right.
That also is something unusual. And that is called already a blemish, that's a blemish. Okay, so basically, I'm not obviously these things over here are very, very, very. You have to really be more familiar with the anatomy of an animal, which I'm not. But basically, we did learn in the Mishnah three different categories of blemishes. We learned about the Gid, okay, the Zoivan, which is not the, really it's the kiss. It's the kiss. It's the aver of a male and female animal. And then when it comes to the female, it's not nagia b'chayrais, the general halacha. And we learned about the tail, and in the tail we learned two different categories. We learned about a pegima in the bone, and then we learned about a pegima. Really, so there was pegima in the roish and the zom that was mispatzel. And then we learned about that if in the bones itself there's too much basar in between each bone of the tail, that's also a blemish. Amar Belozer, nifgam v'leinita. When it says that the bone has been damaged, there's a pegima, which means the bone is still there, but there's a defect, it's been chipped away. That makes it into a balmon. But let's say nita, the bone has been completely removed, that is okay. You know why? Because that the animal is going to heal. Rashi says, it does not mean the bone's going to grow back in its place. That's impossible. But it means the animal will be restored to its health. It's basically means its power. It's an incredible chiddush that sometimes there are things that have to be removed. Sometimes something that is damaged, so it's not an eitzah to repair the damage. The refuah comes when it's removed, and that's taka very true today. A lot of things, doctors, if there's something which is a part of the body which is not functional, if you let it remain there, it will kill the person or bring more damage. What is the refuah to the person to take away that thing entirely?
What is the zoivan again?
The zoivan, that was the kid. That was the sheath. Zonartik shakis. Chavui boy. That's not what we're discussing now. We're now discussing the tail, the bone of the tail. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Not the tail. You're right. So now going back to the, you're right. We're going to the zoivan. Right, the zoivan. We're going back now to the zoivan, which is the sheath. Some type of leather.
When the gid retracts, it goes into a covering.
Okay, it says the kiss. What does Rashi say?
Zel
Naritik Shahakis. There's another gears on the side. Shahagid. Okay, that's why we have all this confusion. In my Gemara, it's in my Rashi, yeah. In the Mishnah, it says Shahakis. On the side of the Gemara, the Hagoyis Vitzilim, it says another gears of Shahagid. Okay, so we're not discussing the kiss of the Beitzim. We're discussing the Gid. And when the Gid retracts, it goes into a piece of ore. If that sheet which protects this the given it retracts is nifgam, it is a trefa. So now along comes the Gemara, nifgam is worse than nital.
Which is hard to understand.
Whatever this means.
Yes, in the bottom.
Yes.
Case that you're talking about, which is begam b'zoyvin enin nirpa, you'll nital azoyvin kuloi.
That's right.
Yochel,
what's such a kasha? There's such a mitzvah.
I'll give you a marshal, a boiler. I remember my parents put a new boiler in the house, and they put in this new gadget that the boiler, whenever it turns off, it closes the chimney.
Automatic damper. And then when the pilot goes on, it slowly opens.
I saw this new gadget, an old boiler there for many, many years. What's this new mishgas over here? This is the zachet. Keep the ear. Okay. A year later, the boiler doesn't work. The plumber comes scratching his head. Why doesn't it work? Breaking this thing. Why doesn't it work after because this little gadget didn't open.
So
didn't
it's,
say.
Automatic, so it's a safety feature. It's closed.
Oh, exactly. What safety feature? Just he didn't know what purpose of this thing was. Right. So it caused more damage. So he disconnected it. It worked. So when it's there, it's trying to do a tikkun. It's trying to achveis. I don't know what it's trying to do.
Right. You
get rid of the gantazach, it works better. So sometimes in the body also.
Interesting sujdo.
I don't know. I think he's saying it's not called a pagam. If it's an eva with a pagam in it, so the it's called a blemish.
I'm
not saying whatever it is part of the body, but if it's not there, so it's not a damaged animal.
But the testicles, the gallbladder. Okay, what do they do today? They take it out. If there's a problem in the testicles, they take it out. Gallbladder, they take it out. Wisdom tooth, if there's a problem, they take it out.
But over here, if they take it out,
yes,
it's a mum. Either it's not a mum kavua. If the sheath is removed over here,
it says
over here, nital, the loy nital, right. It's not a mum kavua, it's a mum either. That means it's coming back.
No, look what it says. If it's nifgam, it's a mum kavua.
It says, Rashi says, loy nital. The loy nital, the nital, loy have a mom. The chayz le'son, because the nital is going to come back le'sonai. Okay.
If it's nifkam, it's a mum kavua.
Right. If it's nital, taken away,
it's not a mum period. Why? It's not a mum.
It's coming back.
What are you coming back?
No, the thing doesn't come back.
The thing is not coming back. The animal is restored to its health.
Okay.
A person who has cancer are infected.
I hear you.
Omar, so
like you have a cancer, you remove the cancer, it's better.
I'm just reading what the Rashi says. Sha'oz hamum. Doesn't say over here.
The mum?
He doesn't say that the behemoths. That's what Rashi says.
No, he doesn't. He says, Rashi, 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 mum,
Rashi, 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 Rashi,
Rashi, Rashi, Rashi, Rashi,
Okay, so. You have to call Rabbi Zlatter with
something. All marabalas are nifkam, v'loy nita. Next, okay, nayazach, nu halacha, kiss. Okay, it says over here, kiss, v'loy zachrus. Now, what does that mean? Kiss im nifkam nu halacha. Now, it comes to the kiss. Now, this is not in the Mishnah. This is a nu halacha kiss. Rashi says im nifkam havi mum. Okay, if the kiss is nifkam, now this is not the zachrus. The kiss is nifkam havi mum aval zachrus. The zachrus is the gid itself. Atzmaish nifkam loy havi mum de malarucha. Okay, nu halacha. Nu halacha that it was not mentioned in the Mishnah. If the kiss is nifkam, that is a mum kavua. V'loy zachrus, if the gid is nifkam, that's not called a blemish. Tayin amihachi, nifkam, v'loy nital. That's first we're coming referring back to the zoivon.
Right.
If the zoivon is nifkam, it's a blemish. V'loy nital, if the zoivon is removed, then it's okay. But with regard to the kiss, if the kiss is nifkam, it's a blemish. V'loy zachrus, if the gid is nifkam, then it's not a blemish. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. I'm Shul Maisa Beinbol, name of a place. Beinbol, Beechad. The Ois Beis Dvach adds in the letter. I think Beis Beinbol, Beechad. Regarding a person, a citizen of the city, Shenitoloi Zeev, Shenitoloi. He had an animal. Shenitoloi Zeev. It was attacked by a wolf. What was Zoivan is the sheath, the first thing of the gid, the chazar le'esonoi, which means the animal was restored to its health. Okay, so the animal just because it was that goes to prove this from Maisrav goes to prove that if the zoivan is taken away, the animal is a healthy animal. Next,
so we're understanding that a mum kavua is meaning that the behem does not go chazar le'esonoi, which is amazing, it's an interesting chiddush.
It has nothing to do with the removal of the thing.
So it's amazing.
To do with,
you can
is
heal
it
a mum kavua.
It's
a mum kavua.
It's a major chiddush.
You have a mum kavua, and the way you heal the mum kavua is by removing that whole part of the body. The zoivan. Nifkama hazanob min ha'etzam tantan. If the zon of the tail was defected from the bone, it has to be, the defect must reach the bone. The bone is defected, then it's going to be a mum. Total of the brayse etzbash armor. Then the second part of the brayse said, let's say there's another defect.
Second part of the mishnah,
let's say there's the vertebrae on the tail, and in the vertebrae, the vertebrae are separated one from the other too much.
More
etzba. More etzba. Then now we go into the chotzitzis. Then it's going to be a treif. Total of the brayse etzbash armor. What kind of etzba? When it's an etzba, echad mi'arba b'tefach, one for the tefach shel kol adam. In other words, tefach is four regular fingers, not the agul, not the thumb. The thumb is thicker.
Which finger?
What? Anyone? They're all. We're saying the same. Let's see. Etzbash amu echad me'arba'ah b'tefach shel kol adam, a fourth of a tefach. Lemai hilchasa amar rava l'inyan techeles. With regard to tzitz, what do we mean tzitz? Tanu lebraisa kama chutin hu noisen. How many chutin do you put in your garment? What do we do? We put tzitzis. How many tzitzis do you put into the corner? Each corner. We put four. We put four and we fold over to eight.
Right.
That's sheet of base hillel. Beishama. I'm sorry. How come I said no? Beishama is double.
Beishama is four. You just said four.
I'm sorry. We put. I'm sorry. You're right. Kam uchud noy tohu noy sin beishama im arba u beis hillel im shaloisha. So we pack. We go like beishama. We put in four tzitzis, which we fold over to eight. The kamate mishuleshes. How much must it extend downwards? Beshamayim arba, four. Here we don't pass like beshamay. Four fingers. Let's see.
Four etzbos. Four etzbos.
Four etzbos. Right. Four etzbos.
The width, but not the length.
The width. The width of four etzbos.
That's to hang down.
Ubeis, and that's what halacha referring to the gidul, not referring to the loose. No, tzitzis, the tzitzis demonstration over here, the part that is tied,
right.
the knots and the chulyos,
right.
has to be according to Beis Shammai, 4 fingers, and then you have to have another 8 for a grand total of 12, that it's loose. So when it says how much has to go down the part, is what Rashi and Tosafot say, right? Let's go over here. How much does it have to be? What's a third? A third mishuleshes means 1/3 of what extends after you tie the first knot has to be knots with chulyos, with wraparounds. And then 2/3 have to continue to be loose, just the strings themselves. So how much is the grand total? Is it going to be 9 or 12? If it's 12, then 1/3 of 12 is 4. If it's going to be a total of 9 fingers, then 1/3 will be 3. That's machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Yiskam Beis Shammai Yimim Arba.
So Beis Hillel had 6 strings hanging down?
6 strings hanging down, and they only extended to 9. They were shorter. And Beis Shammai says 4 strings, which you fold over to 8.
Are we paskening like Beis Shammai?
Obviously, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Yimim Shleisha. Beis Shammai Yimim Arba. Beis Hillel Yimim Shleisha. Ushlish Shebeis Shleisha. Ushlish Shebeis Hillel Yimim. When it says here that Beis Hillel says it has to be 1/3, Echad me'arba b'tefach shel kol adam. That means the tefach means the finger is not a thumb, but rather it is a regular finger, shel kol adam. There was no thumbs, regular small fingers. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi like going to be Rashi machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says etzba she'amru v'lo yodinan hashta heicha koi u'vachi boi l'may hilchus amru. When it's over this halach of etzba, what are we referring to? Echad mi'arba b'tefach l'fish einach etzba is shavis. An etzba is not the same.
Right.
Darmina b'menachas perkat chilis tefach d'araisa arba etzba is begudol. What is a tefach d'araisa? 4 thumbs. 4 thumbs. Shis b'ketana, which is 6 pinkies. Chomesh v'tilsa b'etzba, 5 1/3 of a index finger. Okay, we go with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
4 thumbs, which is equal to 6 pinkies, and 5 1/3 of an index finger. Over here on the side of his test, it says, Chamesh betilsa, the third finger, different interpretation, which is the middle finger. Okay, not an etzba, would be different gears. So either means the index finger is going to be 5 1/3, he says, not the correct gear. So it means the tilsa is the third finger.
Right.
Third finger will be the middle finger, 5 of those. Now the kama hachad hecha the hechad is kida chacham be etzba echad me'arba b'tefach shlo kol adam be'enon v'haynu, not like I told you, agudal, which means if we're using the number 4, so what kind of finger are we using? Thumbs, because it's 1/4. Okay, we have a tefach. Whenever the Torah demands a tefach, l'may nafmin a tefach, an ama is either 5 tefachim or 6 tefachim. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make the calculation of an amma? You have to use tefachim. What is a tefach? A tefach is either 5 thumbs or 6 pinkies or 5 middle fingers. So now, when you say over here, an etzba, I only want to use 1 etzba, what etzba are we referring to? Because a tefach, we know what a tefach is. A tefach, it's all the same. Because 6 pinkies is exactly the same thing as 4 thumbs and 5 middle fingers. But when Chazal say an etzba, which etzba are we referring to? The pinky, the middle finger, or the thumb? Very big nafkamina. So along comes Chazal, along comes Isman to Omar, it's a thumb. And we means a fourth. So if you're saying a fourth of a tefach, what in the tefach, where do you have 4? Make a tefach 4 thumbs. So that's what you use over here is etz echa mi'arba v'tefach. So that's next rash, the first part line. Now we're going to tzitzis. How many chutin do we mention with tzitzis? Mishuleshes. Tuluya lamata mikafa beged. Shari ein neistim oisa besasa beged mamish. Ela magbin oisa shalosh etzpois besoicha beged. Now here is what we don't pass. This Rashi. We don't pass like this Rashi.
This is between the hole and the cup.
Right. So here's the machlokes. What does it mean over here when it says over here the word mishuleshes? What is the. I told you. I told you another pshat. Mishaleshes means a third of the what hangs downward. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that we're talking about the hole. The hole from the corner of the garment. Where do you put the hole? It's very precise. You put it too high, it's puzzle. Too low, it's puzzle. It has to be mamish. No,
three
etzbos. Three etzbos. And the Gemara is a whole drasha.
Where does it talk about where it has two holes, like the Chabad?
Chabad, the same thing. That's the same thing. It's a question.
Two holes
next to
each other, so it's not a problem. It's all
right. That's all right. But you have to, wherever you put it in, so echad me'arba, so therefore, how far from the corner of the garment? Echad me'arba means three, you measure three thumbs. Shalosha gudolin, they call echad, havi echad me'arba, betefach l'shanachar. Oh, now we come to the other interpretation which I told you. Rosy Mishaleshes, Kama Yehe Ba Migdil, Levadin, of how much should there be from the Gedil, the part of the tzitzis that is matted with chulios, with strings that would go in circles. Levadin Mehan, besides the onuf is the term which means the part that just flows freely, the loose strings. She'ena Gedil, so it says over here, so that's going to be a machloikis beshamai beselol. Is it going to be three or is it going to be four etzba'os? And what kind of etzba are we referring to? We're referring to the thumb. According to Beis Hillel just says a tefach. Because according to Beis Hillel, every time you say a tefach, that's going to be four thumbs. But according to Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, he's saying three. You don't have the measurement of a tefach. You have the three. Then you have to make it clear he means three thumbs. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos over here says, Kama, Kama, Perish B'Kuntras. To Luya Lamata Miknaf HaBeged, it's going to be suspended Lamata Miknaf HaBeged. The hole. The first interpretation of Rashi is describing the hole in the garment where you make the attachment. El Magbino Sekel Shoshas Reis Lebeis HaHilal V'Arba L'Arba L'Reshamai V'Kosha L'Perushai D'Le'inyim N'Akerim Hu Dim Fashtinan K'Moloi Kesher Gudol. The rule is the kesher gudol, which means what? It means there's another rule that you go from the tip of your finger until the kesher, the knuckle. The knuckle of your thumb. V'lehuskar l'sham b'soich sholish etzbois. Ela lafuge. Lamala Mishalish. Okay, so he's saying, okay, I don't have a clarity, I didn't really prepare this Tosfos. Someone told me today, don't forget about the Tosfos over here. So that's why I'm looking over here. And that is that he seems that this Perush of Rashi is incorrect. There's no such thing as measuring three thumbs. It's less. I think it's less. Because the sheer, we takadu like what Rashi says.
Squeeze it together also.
That's another thing. Maybe that's part of why we do it. But over, he says over here, there's another cheshbon that Chazal referred to, and that is the kesher agudah. And that's why Tosfos is v'nir kiloshen acher sheperish b'kuntres, kamayte mishulesh, kamayye... I read the second loshen. Ushne shalisha onof. Have gedil arba etzbois, that's Beshamai, the onof shemoin etzbois, which the grand total of shtein esher etzbois benakol. The kach mashma, the arba shel lovon, al arba etzbois, the four of the lovon, the arba shel lovon, the four of the lovon, al arba etzbois. What does that mean? For one of their first two, mashal chav zayin on the side here. It says, "V'kach mifarshu benu tam mishuleshes l'shoyin shalsheles uchemoy hamishalshel v'fanes the sukkah." He just coming to prove over here. This referring over here to the word milamala lamata. V'chein mashal losh nasifrisha v'esi lamala v'kamar b'shamay dalachutin shal techeles v'dal shal lavan four of techeles. And four of Lavan. Okay, there's another shita of the Sifrei that says, Beis Shammai says you have to have a total of eight, which is 16. 16. Dalit chutin shel techeles, v'dalit shel Lavan. Okay, so over here it seems that this tais over here is a little bit corrupt. We're missing a couple of words in this tais, so we'll leave with that. But very interesting. Tais, halakha l'maisa, we all know halakha l'maisa, halakha paskin, we talk and do both. we taku do that you don't make a tzitz, you have to have three fingers, from the corner of the beged to the hole, like what Rashi says, without like both assurance of Rashi, we pass the machlum, not like what Tosfos says. And we also paskin that you have to have the goydel is going to be 4, which is a total of 12. And when we say in the goydel, I think how we pass them like Tosfos from an angle, from a corner. In other words, if you go from the side, it's going to be 1, 2, 3 this way. And if you go from the side here, it's 1, 2, 3. Where do they intersect? Over here. Now, when you go from the corner, the knuckle, it comes out larger. The diagonal is larger. So that's what it means. The goydel agudel means like, it's really the same shear. Tais kash is, what are you talking about? Tais is saying you have much more. You go from the knuckle, let's say here's the knuckle, you go over here, you have much more space here, and you have here. So it comes out over here. That's a lot more. Rashi says, no, you don't go like this. You go like this.
You have to know when you're buying.
1, 2, 3.
You have to know what they're doing.
They know this. Everyone agrees with halachah mindset. But it's not a state of Tais, because when Tais says that you go like this, Tais referring to the diagonal.
Right.
So the diagonal from the tip of your thumb to over here,
right,
is equal to 3 times like this. So it's not a stira. Next sugi, Rafuna Bar Yishua Amar L'Shtei Amos. This halacha that we need to know what the thumb is, how the thumb plays a part, is reference to the definition of an ama. What's the sugya? The sugya of the ama in the base. I'm just telling you, the Mishnah Shtei Amos Chayyushish Nabira. There were 2 amas that were etched into the wall of the entranceway to the base Hamigdash Shemekhamemkar. Achas al kedem mizrachas sefaynis. The achas al kerin mizrachas remes on the entranceway to the corner. On the northeast and on the north, on the east, southeast. Shall carry Mizrach Tzfonis, who's etched into the wall. Shall carry Mizrach Tzfonis, Chayisa Yisrael, Shal Moshech, Chatzi Ha'etzba. It was larger than the Amma of Moshe Rabbeinu, Chatzi Ha'etzba. Shall carry Mizrach Tzfonis, Chayisa Yisrael, Alecha, Chatzi Ha'etzba. Was larger, another Chatzi Ha'etzba. Nimsa, Yisrael, Shal Moshe, and a complete Ha'etzba. So in other words, we have to know what an etzba is in order to make the amma just a drop bigger. Why did they make it a drop bigger? Why was one gilavach katana? The answer is because umanim noilim bekatana umachzir begedayla shayavol idei miila. It was all meant for construction purposes. They would contract. We are going to pay you money to provide, let's say, an amma worth of pay by the amma. We're going to give you $10. For 1 amma's worth of material, or 1 amma's worth of construction. And the workers would be required to deliver an amma and a chatzi etzba. Why? Because there should not be nichshol in, there should not be nichshol in ni'ilah. Because if they provide exactly, contracted,
right.
It's impossible to be mitzamsein, and it can very well be that they're giving to the Beis Hamikdash less than what they were contracted to do. So they received money, they received a certain amount of money, and they're providing less than what they were given. So the extra change that they did not give, they're being nene, being moil behegdish. So in order to make sure that they are not going to be moil behegdish, they were required to give the Beis Hamikdash a little bit more than what they are technically required to do.
So they may have taken a loss in that.
Exactly. Well, it's just an insignificant amount. Daf mem amid alf. The very, very top mem amid alf. So it is such a small amount. Now when it comes, there are 2 of them. So when it comes to things that are inexpensive, like wood and stone, so then they have to give an entire finger's worth more. When it comes to gold and silver, gold, which is very, very expensive, then they only have to go give a chatzi etzba more. So the effect of the Mechai Yisrael Mezuzah 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 V'lama ha'yu achatz k'dov yachatz k'tana.
Why has it me'ilah? Because they're going to have hanor from...
Well, they're putting the money in the bank. The Beis HaMikdash is giving them money.
Right.
And they're paying tuition with this money.
Okay.
So the Me'il Behegdash. Teretz says, no, we're not being Mol Behegdish. The money is deconsecrated on the materials that we give you. You're giving us $100. So the materials or the labor, the construction that we have done for the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is taken off the money.
Pigeon with the materials.
Right.
Labor, they're not charging, or whatever.
Maybe right, no, whatever it is, but that's part of the deal, is that by doing this amount of labor, right, the Kedusha on the money is transferred to either the materials or to the labor. If they give exactly, some possibly mitzvahs, it could very well be that they gave a drop less than they were required to give. So that small, teeny amount that they did not give to the Beis HaMikdash is still Kodesh, and when they take that and they go buy dinner, they're being moil behegdish. So therefore, to make sure that every single mashu of the money that was given to them by the Beis HaMikdash is removed and transferred onto the material, onto the labor, they have to provide a little bit more. Now, when it comes to wood and stone, which is inexpensive, so then they have to provide an entire etzpa more than what they contracted to do. When it comes to gold and silver, they only have to go give a chatzi etzpa. And that's what the movie says. They would contract. They would sign a contract that you're going to give us money. They give money. We're giving you money for the smaller amount. They should not be nichshol in mi'ila. Tarti lo. Why do you have to have two different? Why do you have to have two different? Right. Two different. So one a chatzi ama, another one another chatzi ama. Chada de kaspa v'dahava. The chada de binyana. One was for silver and for gold. One was for construction. That's Rav Nachman.
That's why there were two different.
Right. Total of three. Total of three. There is the real Amma of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
Moshe Rabbeinu established what the Amma is, and then in the Beis HaMikdash they had on the wall for all the contractors the Amma of Moshe plus it was padded by a Chatzi Amma. And there was another Amma that was padded by a Chatzi Etzba. The Amma of Moshe, right, which was padded with a Chatzi Etzba more, and then another one that was padded with an additional Chatzi Etzba, which was total of the Am of Moshe the plus a full Etzba. And when it came to supply, right, do construction for a binyana, which includes wood and stone, then you have to give the larger one the whole Etzba more. When it comes to the work...
When it comes to wood, you have to give the whole etzba.
Right, right. When it comes to gold and silver, right, you only have to go give a chatzi etzba because it's so expensive.
Etzba of what?
More of what?
That's like talking about a finger.
The that's thickness. A thickness. It's not nothing. Gold and silver. Every ounce adds up. Of a finger. So you have to give a
little.
What do you
think about an amma of Moshe Rabbeinu?
Moshe Rabbeinu established what is the size of an amma. For the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, for all the Kalim, but the Aron was 2.5 amas by 1.5 amas. And the height was 2.5 amas, 2.5 amas. So everything, all the Kalim of the Mishkan were amas. Everything, the Mishkan, the Krushim, whole Mishkan. So what is the definition of an amma? So Moshe Rabbeinu, he established exactly what the measurement of an amma is. We typically assume it to be five tvachim. Five tvachim was depending. Five tvachim, six tvachim, different opinions. Right. Five tvachim for the binyan, for kalim. Five tvachim, six tvachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he defined.
How many feet? How many? It's almost 2 feet.
Machlekes. The modern days, right. So you have machlekes. Yeah, you have right. The today's acceptance in between 18 inches and 2 feet. Chazonish is machmir. L'chumra, it doesn't say l'halacha. He says l'chumra. We don't know. So if you can be machmir, 2 feet, 24 inches. But Mikra din 18 inches. Many places can say that's more than enough. 18 inches to 2 feet. And Moshe Rabbeinu established what the amma is.
It's a big difference between 18 or 24 inches.
Yeah, it's a big difference, sure. But that's right. Different opinions. What is an amma?
Right.
But here in the Beis HaMikdash, when they came to the workers and they were given money to provide materials and the measurements were done in terms of ammas, so they had to give a little bit more. Next Mishnah.
Why? Because why?
Mi'ila. If the Beis HaMikdash gives you money and says
to do a job.
And you have to provide materials, to provide labor, so what's the lumdus? How does it work? The money they give you has kedusha, and when you provide material or you provide labor, the kedusha of the money is removed, leaves the money, and goes on those items that you provide, or goes into the mikdash, the construction that you do. But if you do not provide what you are supposed to provide, then some of the money that you're taking remains with Kedusha. And that Kedusha, if you derive benefit, you chayev very severe isa of me'ila. So therefore, in order to make sure that you're giving more than the Kedusha goes off, you have to give a little bit more. Next. Ein loy beitz. Now we go to the bite in the moment. Ein loy beitz. Let's say the animal does not have the beitz in period. Oy ein loy ella beitza achas. The Gemara is going to explain what
you're talking about. The testicles?
Yes, yeah. Yes. We're describing the blemishes of a bechor. In order for
why tell me both? Just tell me ein loy ella beitza achas.
The Gemara is going to discuss. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what this. Not so special what this means. Over the Rashi says having. We'll see what it means in a moment. Ein loy beitza in period. Oy ein loy ella beitza achas. We'll see what this means. What's halacha? Halacha. Rabbi Shmuel Lemer im yesh by shnei kisin. If it has two kisin, then even though he says no, you don't have to go look at the, if there are beitzim. If there's a kiss, im yesh lo shnei kisin.
An animal has two sacks.
Yes, im yesh lo. Yes, im yesh lo shnei kisin.
If it has,
it's not given. Then automatically yesh lo shnei beitzim. Ein lo shnei kisin. Ein lo ella beitza achas. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says shnei kisin l'chol behema. Yesh lo l'chol beitza kis echad. Lufi sha'kis choluk be'emso isoy umi b'chutz nigar. Ela sha'arein be'emso hu mishuka. There's a line where a person can see. So therefore, what is Rabbi Shmuel saying? He says that it's a mitzias. That if there are two kisin, automatically you don't have to look for the beitzin.
Sounds like that's a given.
It's a given, right. Im yesh lo shnei kisin, yesh lo shnei beitzin. The Gemara is going to explain. Yesh lo shnei beitzin. And what's the halacha puzzle?
It's a
balmum. According to the Tanakhama, Tanakhama says, no, you don't look at the kiss, we look inside the kiss. Okay? Tanakhama, the pierce, the Gemara is going to explain, I remember the Gemara is going to explain to Machlokes over here, what are we looking for? What is the determination of this balmum? According to Tanakhama, there has to mamish be the beitza. According to the second opinion, there's enough to the beitza, the kiss enough. Rabbi Akiva Meir, Akiva says, Meshivai al akuzoi umemaech. In a situation where there are two kisin, but it does not appear that there are beitzim, you have to do a medical procedure by turning it upside down. Al kuzay Rashi says al agboysav on top of its legs. Okay, the buttocks. You turn it upside down. Umayich, and you have to rub the beitzim to determine if the kis, to determine if there's a beitza. Im yesh beitza soifel latzeis, and by rubbing it, then it's a medical technique. It will cause it to descend. Maisa shemich v'lo yotzos. It was a maisa where the animal did not appear to have the, it did not have the beitza.
The second one, v'lo yotzos.
And therefore, what did he paskin? Since we did this test and they did not descend, it's balmom. V'nishchat. They did a shchita. V'nimtzos. Devuka bakasam. They taka found it. It was up higher up in the body. It did not yet come down yet. It does so now. What's the shaila? That they did a shechita on an animal that did not have a blemish. Because since now it was revealed that the animal really indeed did have two beitzim, it's just that when they did the shechita, just that they thought that it was missing because they didn't see it, but now it was revealed that a taker did have it, so it turns out they did a shechita on an animal that really did not have a blemish. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. Right. The only thing, the bechor, only when there's no beis hamikdash, only when it has a real blemish.
That's amazing, because by a bechor, it's less of an issue than if it's a psulim mikdashim. Because if it's psulim mikdashim, then you have a problem chutzla, you shechter the chutzla zara. If you apoyde the behema, it's more of a serious problem.
You apoyde an animal that does not have a blemish, or shchutei chutz.
Right, you have more of an issue.
Bechor, by bechor, is also kedusha.
Okay, but it's not the same problem. Also has kedusha,
why not? A bechor tam. A bechor tam has kedusha. Even if you don't say word, even if you don't give it kedusha, to the gemara test, the peterechem. Right. Just the fact that it's peterechem gives it kedusha. I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. But the Pasha says you have a problem. We got a problem because the animal was slaughtered without a blemish.
We thought it was a blemish.
It turns out it wasn't a blemish because it really
that's
was. Where was it? It was in the ksavim. His Rabbi Akiva says no, it's not a problem because Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. Rabbi Akiva says, did you do the test? You did the test. And there was no beitza, so even though the beitza was bikasala, means it was up in the inside of the animal, did not yet come down yet, it's okay. It is okay, because as far as we are concerned, it was a balmum.
Yeah, but it was a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake. He's saying it's not a mistake. He's saying
it was a mistake.
No, he's saying it's not a mistake.
Why?
Because the determining factor is it has to already be in the kiss. Even though that maybe if we would have waited, we would have waited another week or two, the beitza would have come down into the kiss, but since Bishas Maisa, we did the test.
So at a place it's called a blemish.
Yes, yes. If it did not come down at the time when we did, says Yovi have the kiss, and the beitza is missing. So Rabbi Akiva says,
from where it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be.
It's
do
dislocated.
This technique. It's dislocated.
Right.
Do this technique. You did the technique, and nothing happened. Nothing
right.
has changed.
Right.
Lehalacha, it's called the Baal Mum. Oh, but now when we do an autopsy,
right.
we discover that if we would have waited another couple of days,
right.
it would have come down. Doesn't matter. Bishas Maisa, it wasn't there. Bishas Maisa,
it
wasn't
was there.
It was
but it wasn't in the right place.
Yeah, this Rashi is exactly that.
Exactly.
It was not in that place.
It wasn't that place, and therefore
Rashi is the end of it, Mekayma, exactly.
It was not Mekayma, so therefore it's still called a blemish.
According to Rabbi Kiva.
V'ahit Rabbi Kiva. V'osah Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he disagrees. He says, since he was not in Mekayma, so what? Since it's osid.
Right.
That's good enough.
Right.
Now the Gemara. Now the Gemara is your kasha.
Because the coin could eat it, he could go and shechem.
Yes, it's called a balmom. It's called a corner. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says he can't.
Right.
Also, Rabbi Yochanan because it was not a
balmom. It's not a balmom.
It's not a balmom.
So what do you do with this behemoth now?
You can't nothing. You have to bury it. If the bury.
So he was an av for him to shecht it.
Yes, he was not allowed to. He was not there to shecht it. Correct. Now he has the obvious kasha. Hashtag ein lo yelbeitz achas amarta havi mumma. So why does the Mishnah need to tell us two cases, telling us it's one beitzim and no beitzim? Just say it only has one beitzim. Only one beitzim. Kol shekein when there are no beitzim in Yibal Mom. The Gemara says you are correct. Here's the case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is English ne beitzim b'shnei kisin ela b'kis echad. There's a defect in the kiss. Normally, there's supposed to be two separate kisim, and each kiss has its own beitzim. But let's say there is no separation between the two kisim, and there are two beitzim in one kiss. That is a blemish. Okay, that's case number one. Inami, another example, shnei kisim ubeitz achas hare zemum. So you would not know one from the other, and therefore we're missing those words, two separate cases. Rabbi Shmuel says, im yesh lo shnei kisim, then what does he say? If there's two kisim, it's no good. So he says you don't need to do nothing. Garnish from garnish. If there are two kisin, you're done. It's kosher. Oh, but you don't detect there to be a beitza. Don't look for trouble. Don't look for trouble. If there are two kisin, automatically means they're going to be two beitza, and maybe it's not b'mukayme, maybe it is b'mukayme, yechvesnish. It's not your problem. It's not your problem. It's going to be kosher. You won't go into the lumness of how it works. I don't know, but it's not your problem. The also Rabbi Akiva lemeimar. No, you got the pshara. B'yadu lo yamin. No such thing. If you have two kisim and you do not see the two beitzim, you got a problem. And therefore, what do you go do? You got to do a test, a medical procedure. You got to do a test. Elo meishivu al akuzoi. You put it on its back. Umimaeich and you rub it, and then this will be the determining factor. In yesh loy beitza,
soifel
lotzes. And if not, and right after you do this test, you will know what the situation is. Along came the maisa, and they pass. Rabbi Kiva passkin. Oh, loyatzu, it's going to be a treifa. It's going to be a balmum. Shecht it right away. They did a shechita, and then they did an autopsy, and guess what they discovered higher up in the animal, in part of the process, it didn't come down yet.
That thing's not to check. Leave well enough alone.
Yeah, takachu, a lot of halachas, like, when you don't know halachas, it's always good for you. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Maisa.
Do they have to check? That would be an interesting question.
Oh, so the only time you have to check is only when it's, when there's a... It's very common that you will find this problem.
That's why you only
have to check the lungs. Why check the lungs? What you don't know is good for you. So don't, Terry, because since many, it's very common. Since the mitzias, it is very, very common that they're going to be sirchus in the lung. You have no choice.
Yeah,
you have to check.
Here, have
what
to
about
know.
Every other treifa? You go with the whole Shulchan Aruch. There are 50,
yeah.
There are 70 treifas. We don't check them. We check nothing. Come out. I mean, they do check things today. They do check things, which are very common, because those things are not shliach. So
check.
You don't know. You don't have to check. You don't have to check what you don't
ignorance
know.
Ignorance is bliss.
But if you taka see there's a reyes, so you taka see something is wrong, then you mechuyif to taka check. So over here, you don't mechuyif to check. Tanya, Omer, Maisa. Now you have a whole dialogue between the two. Tanya, a very lively dialogue. Tanya, Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Maisa, but Piron. Name of a place. Okay? Name of a place. Shel Beis Menachem. Maisa, I'm sorry. But Piron, Shel Beis Menachem. The Piron Chabad. What's Piron? What's Piron mean? P P1 Ois Aleph Ois Aleph Bepiruz Bepiruz, the different girsa Bepiruz, okay, the Kfar Bepiron Shal Beis Menachem. It was the name of a place. What happened? They did the test. Shemiech V'lo Yotzos. Okay. V'nim Nishrat V'nim Tzos V'vukah Ba'Kisolim. And the Beitzah was cleaving to the Kisolim. This is the Maisa. We're just coming to learn exactly what happened. Hit Rabbi Akiva. The Yos.
They were not supposed to shecht it.
No, they were. They did the test. The animal was missing a Beitzah.
Oh.
And they did the test. They turned it upside down.
But then they found out.
And it was not there. They did the test, and when they did the test, the Beitzah did not descend. So therefore, what Rabbi Akiva said, if you do the test, and the Beitzah, there's no Beitzah, it's a malmum, and you can shecht it. So they shechted it. And then after they shechted it, they cut it open, and they found that the Beitzah was higher up, and it would have come down if you waited a little longer. And therefore, that was the machlok. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we followed the moment of Shulukun Rabbi Nechem Rui. It's going to be it's not a blemish. So here, this is the Mishnah. This is Mamish the Mishnah. So this is an elaboration. The Asar, the Rabbi Akiva, also Rabbi Nechem Rui. By you paskening that it was not a balmum, and the male of the shechita was shaloi kedin, so you have to bury it. So therefore, you're causing a very great loss to the kohen. The kohen had in his possession $1,000 of meat, and now you tell him to go bury the meat. What are you talking about? I passed the halach correctly. You were matir. You're feeding a issur to klal yisrael. I'm going to tell you how machel yisrael neveilois. Check the gemara neveilois.
I mean, Rabbi Akiva was the one who answered it.
So machloikis. Rabbi Akiva was matir it.
What does it say?
Yeah. So you said, what are you doing? But you're being matir. You're feeding them. You're feeding the veilos. Check them. What neveilo? It's not a nevela. Right. So kosher. So this doesn't make into. It's not a treifa.
Right.
An animal that's missing a beitza. It's not a treifa. It's a shilas of the balmum.
Right.
It's not a treifa. Lav mishka shachte. What are you talking about? This is not ela treifas. So the Gemara says no. What he meant was he's feeling them treifas. In fact, the Gemara's kash. What are you talking about? It's not a nevela. It's not a treifa. It's not a treifa either. That it's missing a beitza. Lo is a treifa. So not is a treifas either. Ella, what he meant to say, was just a form of speech, just an expression.
Right.
It means you're feeding the Jewish people for something forbidden.
Right.
People call it the nevela, is just a general treif. Word. It's not kosher.
Right.
It's treif. What do you mean it's treif?
Right.
It's kosher.
Right.
It just means that we don't eat this. We don't eat this.
Right.
So therefore, Ella, and Moshe at the Machil Yisrael Kadosh Machutz. Over here, this is, it's a Bukhar. It's a Bukhar, needs a blemish. If it needs a blemish, it's a tam. It's a tam. It's a bukhar tam. A bukhar tam is kodosh.
How do you know?
How do you know? A beitza is a male animal.
Okay, so it could be. It's a
the mishnah over here. This mice over here is a mice. A takeoff on the mishnah.
I'm just wondering over here. I'm still wondering.
Okay, maybe you're right.
It's kachim b'chutz. That's all.
Maybe you're right. No, b'chor time is kachim. What are you talking about? B'chor time is kachim. It is kachim b'chutz.
Fine.
A b'chor time is kachim b'chutz. What's the shayla? Hashlis is kachim b'chutz. Next. New study. This is a long
study. It
doesn't
say Rabbi Akiva responded.
This machlokes Rabbi Akiva hold. This was a fundamental machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yochanan and Menuri. With regard to a beitza that has not yet come down, okay, this is a condition. You know, this is a condition to the medical condition.
Let's say you
to
didn't check.
Children, what?
Would it be a difference?
What?
Let's say you didn't do the test.
Then I guess you go basaroyif. If you what you don't know is
no, then they found that it was real. In other words, is it only because he was monitored because they did the test and therefore that's all they?
Oh, you mean the beitza was missing
and they didn't do the test? They said okay.
So
the choyra
Rabbi Akiva would say that it's also. Rabbi Akiva demands a test.
You're saying they did the test.
They did.
Why, that's the case.
What if they didn't do the test?
No, Rabbi Akiva would say that it's
awesome. They didn't and they found that it was
no, Rabbi Akiva would say it's awesome because if you didn't do the test, Rabbi Akiva would have to admit that had you done this technique,
maybe you
would
have found it.
It would have come down. It would have come down. Okay, this is by children. This is exactly the same thing by children. By a person, by a person. This is one of the things that doctors are very concerned. Sometimes the baits do not, and they have to do techniques. This is
put it back into place.
This is a thing which when the doctors examine
very
the child,
common, but
not very common, but this is something
right.
to talk
sometimes
to
the
pediatrician.
Sometimes it doesn't come down.
Right,
the testicle
same. The testicles
up.
Still did not descend down. It has to be taken care of.
And if it remains like that, that could be complications later.
Yes. Rahman al-Islam. This is something, these are all a lot of different things.
Bring illnesses or that just can't...
There are a lot of things that have to be taken care of. When a child is born, you have to go to a good doctor to make sure everything is in order. And Baruch Hashem, technology today, they can fix all the problems right away. Weiter. Baal chomesh raglayim yishein loy ela shalosh. Nusa, you have an animal that has five legs.
You know, if an animal has five, I think usually they have four legs.
At the circus.
If we have an animal.
This is a freak.
If we have a mutant, right. We have an animal that's
a shino. You just have to pay money to go see these animals.
Okay, we have an animal that has five legs. So is that a balmum? Oh. A bechor that has five legs. Oy she'ein le'ela shalosh, an animal is born with missing a leg.
Right.
Is this or the shiraglov kilutois kishel chamar? Normally the cloven mafreses parsa, split hooves. Right. But let's say it's a mutant and the hooves are
fused. Like,
fused in one piece. Or the hashachul v'hakosul. The Gemara is going to explain what the Gemara Mishnah says. Ezer, what are these two fancy words here? Whoever heard these words? Ezer shachul she'nishmito yirechoy. It's detached. The leg is not in its socket. It comes out of the animal. It's a strange. There's something in the anatomy. The anatomy of the animal is in such that it cannot be repaired. It's just not born with the leg in the socket. It means she'achas mirechav givahois. One of the legs is higher than the other in the socket, in the anatomy, in the spine where it's connected. There's something that's wrong. There's a deviation from the norm. All of these are examples of a blemish. Five legs, four legs, or
three
if
legs.
The hooves, or five legs, or three legs,
fused.
Or the hooves are cloven, like a chamor fused, and shachul and kosul.
Right.
Gemara, Omar, Rav Huna, lo yishanu ela shechosar v'yoser bayot. So he says over here, when we talk about it, there are too many, there's front wheel drive and back wheel drive. Okay? The Gemara talks about which animals use the koyach in the front and the back. Uh-huh. The two are called the yodayim,
right.
And the back called the raglayim. So right. Saying a tremendous chiddush. When it says here in the Mishnah five, ela shechosar v'yosav yad, it means that you have three in the front
legs.
Or only one in the front.
Right.
But if you have in the back, avul beregel, so that's a blemish.
Right.
And just because it's a blemish does not mean that it's a trefa. So it's a blemish. Oh,
right.
Gesundheit, it's a blemish.
Right.
So right away, get working, do a shechita.
Right.
Do a good shechita, and you can eat it immediately. The kohen can eat immediately. But let's say the extra leg or the missing leg is in the back.
In the back,
then shechita is not going to help you. It's taka, a balmum.
Right.
But it's not just a balmum, it's a treif. Because that's
amazing. The whole yeser cannot hold down. It's amazing.
Oh, if you're missing a leg, it's a treifa.
No, yeah, okay.
It's not going to live for 12 months. Whatever that means, but it's a treifa. Missing a leg is a treifa. Missing a yad is not a treifa. It's a mum, but it's not a treifa. And let's say there are three legs in the back, so it's extra, it's kinittel. And if it's nittel, which means you take a half, we count it as an extra, but it's now missing. Because kol
hayesa, treif?
Yes.
Wow.
Because if you have three, so that means we give the animal a din, it has three legs. But because there are three, and only supposed to be two, kol hayeser kinitel. So it's like it's taken away. An animal that's missing a leg, that is called a treifa. It's a lam shadid over here. You have three legs, there are three legs, so we automatically consider it to be like it's missing a leg, and if it's missing, it's a treifa. And certainly if it only has two. Avo baregel, treifa nami have they called yoser. Kinotel dummy. I'm gonna pop a little da golin, and we go to the case of where it is fused. Don't say da golin, v'loy sadikin.
What does that golin mean?
It's round.
Oh.
So we have here the feet. The feet, they're fused, and the assumption over here is that it's round. V'loy sadikon, and it's not cracked. In other words, it can be fused, but it can be a little sedek, a crack. So there's a crack. Which means that when the animal was developing, it was aiming to be split. It didn't make it. For some reason, they got fused. But you can see an indentation of where it really should have split. So you'll say maybe in that case it's a kosher.
No, maybe in that case it's possible.
In that case, v'loy sedaka loy tema da agolin. It says it's a blemish.
Dafkin in that case, if da agolin v'loy sedaka.
Dafkin in that case, v'loy sedaka. It's gonna be a mum.
Exactly.
But what about the case where it's not agolin?
El akivan
the agolin. Af al gav this sedikin. No, even if this sedikin, even where it's saduk, even where there's a crack.
Right, and therefore it looks like it's split.
It looks split, like it's split. It looks a shtickle split.
Still puzzle.
It's still puzzle. It has to be mamish separate. The two parts
and
of the...
And in this case, puzzle is good because you can check.
Right. This case, puzzle is good. In order to be called a balmum...
But it's not a trefa.
Right. It's not a, sure not a trefa.
Right.
But the question is the balmum. So don't say that the blemish... The only can be called a blemish when it's mamish round.
Right.
Like a chamor. No. It's even called a blemish even if it looks good. For the pictures, it looks good. But when you examine it, you see that it's fused, that's also going to be called a blemish. Next, ha-shachul v'ya-kosul. What does that mean? Talking about ezer-kosul, ezer-shachul, shachul she-nishmeto yurecho. Like we learned in the Mishnah, that it's dislodged. It's not connected in the socket. Kosul shiragli echad b'sveich ha-kesel, viragli echad al-gabe ha-kesel. The kesel, I guess, is the part of the spine where the leg is meant, the socket where it's meant. So one leg is in the correct location, and one leg is not, so the animal's going to limp. There's more mum. Hasarua vi hakolut. What is sarua? Shenishtarbeb lo yurechoi. That it's too long. It means the leg. What does Rashi say? The leg is too long. Rashi, sh'achas miyarchoi sov gidoyla mechaverk. Everything is in the right socket.
Right.
The legs are in the sockets.
Right.
But one leg is longer than the other leg. That's not normal. And what is in kolut? Kolut shiraglov kelutois kashel chamor shel sus. The legs are kelutois. This means they are two split.
They're what?
They're two split. Kelutos.
Oh.
No. I'm sorry. Kelutois.
Mechuboros.
The mechubor kashel chamor kashel sus. So it's fused. I guess it's something similar to what we learned. It's not the same as the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's something called.
Maybe it's not round. I don't know.
Kashel chamor kashel sus. So this some type of some. It's different. Whatever this means. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, so it's fused, but it's a different type of fusion. Different type of fusion. Next.
Nishbar,
etzem yodav, etzem yodav. Let's say the bonus growth. Nishbar, etzem yodav, etzem ragli. Alpi shayna nikar. Even though it's not nikar. Mum elu mona alia biyadu. Is it Talmud Chacham
Yavne? Famous alia.
Alia, you know who he is?
We had it before.
Okay, I remember.
He was not choshen to judge on a mum. You know, they used to bring behemoths to the judge, whether it's a mum or not.
I don't know the gemara. Okay, so Al Yab Yavne, the Hoydu Loi Chacham, they're masking. Okay, so he was one, he listed these, and then they admitted that this called the Mum. The Oid Shleisha Sifu, Amaloi Loi Shamanu, El Es Elu, Tumar. The only ones you can mice are the following. What are the three ones? Shagalgal Enai Ogul, Kishel Adam. If the goggle, the ball of the eye, the pupil of the eye is round like a human being. Upir Demir Kishel Chazir. If the mouth of an animal, a behemoth is to a pig, v'shenital roiv ha-medaber v'loshana, if the medaber is the tongue, right? If the tongue, rash ha-inu kitzas ha-loshon she'enoi dovek b'mal koichov, the cheeks, the part of the tongue that is not attached, not the tongue, it's missing, these are three more blemishes. Again, so you have over here, if the mouth looks like a chazir, If the pupil of an animal is round like a person, and tongue. Beishat based in shel acharem amu harezemum. So the beis shel acharem amu they said harezemum. Indeed, these we mask him are called a blemish. Ein and nikar mi kohave mumah. Frek the gemara.
The dislodged leg.
When the bone is broken.
The bone is broken.
Amen. Papa ate a nikkur machmas atzma. I will nikkur machmas melacha. In a chanam, it is nikkur. It's just not nikkur when you look at a picture. It's not nikkur. But when you put it to work, oh, I can't go to work. Okay, that's called a blemish. A person can't go to work. They're about a moment. All right.